Welcome back to Signals on 91.3 Lagos Talks. This morning, we're not doing business, so we're not doing business. This is January, February, March, April till November. And wait, first, before I continue my English, let me say thank you to Yomi Nash. That man, he deserves more energy from me this morning. I have with me, we're discussing music, melody, and magic. I have with me the sensational soft rock princesses A&B, are two sisters with sultry and passionate voices that have the capacity to stir one's emotions. Albert is sweet one and creates a magical feel, with A having a sonorous, soulful and emotion-laden voice, and B with a voice that is angelic, melodic and classical. One is left with an electrifying and unforgettable experience when they perform. And they have performed both locally and internationally, and have been opportunity to perform alongside Johnny Drill, a Nigerian phenomenal hit recording artist and musician. They have released a couple of hit singles, such as the Christmas medley, Waiting For You, and their current wave single, I'll Be There Where You Are. And before I introduce them, I would go for this break and we'll listen to the song, and then we come back. We're not doing anything stressful with this one. No! We're going to take it easy, because the year is rounding up, and we could do with a lot of joy at this time. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. With me, and then we're about to start asking them all of the questions. And please don't go anywhere. Signals on 91.3. Welcome to Signals A&B, because you said I should say A&B, and I'm wondering why. So, who's going first? A&B. A came first before B.
Okay, right. I'm A, and that's B. We make up the A&B duo. It's actually an acronym of our names that came together, rather than calling our separate names. We just decided to come
up. What's our real name? What's our first name?
Okay, my name is Abahi.
Good. Yours?
My name is Belle.
Okay. Now, who's the classical? Who's the sonorous?
She's the sonorous. I'm the classical.
Okay. Why music? Why did you decide that good? Thank you. You just made my job easier. So that the world can see the both of you. Why did you decide that, number one, when you started, when you were growing up, and you started singing, what did mommy and most of the mom say?
I think...
my grandmother. I want an expression first.
Actually, we learned... Personally, I learned singing from my mom, because she loved singing and my dad too loved singing. So it wasn't
family of singers.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah, so it was just in the blood.
Ah, that blood is the blood is really strong. But as you began to grow, when did you decide to take it serious?
Okay, for Belle, she actually started. because at a very young age, I think I'll allow her to tell that story.
Okay, so while I was in my secondary school, junior high, I got into music. I joined the choir in my church, then back in Navy Town. It's called Our Lady Star of the Sea Catholic Church. Hello, everyone. So, yeah, I started there and I just kept singing. It was just like a release for me. Anytime I go for choir rehearsals, it was an amazing time. I was always happy. You know, when you don't know what you're made of or what you're supposed to do, just as a child, you just find yourself doing something that you love, and you find that you love doing this. You're always happy whenever you're doing this. So it was always a bliss and a wonderful time for me whenever I went for choir rehearsals. And so fast forward, I went to the university, and I didn't do much singing there. I did perform, but I didn't join the choir there. And after university, I left, got a job, 9-to-5 job, and I loved the job. But you know, when something is you and you are something, it wouldn't go away. So she just pulled me back, you know. So she rescued me out of that and brought me back to my purpose.
She rescued you from hustle. Why did you rescue her?
Well, I guess because I found how interesting and how fulfilling it was. And I knew that she actually started the journey. In fact, it's quite an irony because you would think that she would be the one to go for it and I'll just...
She liked to hustle more. She wanted to hustle. Right?
Yes.
So you pulled her back?
Yeah, I pulled her back.
How's that journey been since pulling back? And you know, she's not getting a regular salary now.
Well, of course, you know, it's challenging with this our climb and generally, you know, but it's been fulfilling because it's what you were made to do. You know, when you are made to, yes, what you are made to do, it doesn't stop you from doing other things, but what you are made to do, if you don't do it, you'll be frustrated no matter how well paid you are in the other places. You still find that void that you continue to want to keep feeling and feeling and feeling until you find that thing and you have that peace.
Now, speaking of peace, we're discussing music, melody, and magic. What would you say music is for both of you, individually and partnership?
Music is like the air I breathe. You know, music is not just so much about me singing. Everything about music. I can listen to music 24 hours of the day, non-stop, and not be tired. We actually grew up on that. You know, when we're quite young, we used to sleep with the radio on. So we are radio people.
It's okay. Welcome, welcome. I take you back into the fold. What about you, B?
Honestly, music is like food to me. It's...
Have you had breakfast?
I've had breakfast. Naturally, I can't do without food. So you can't take that out of me. But honestly speaking, you know what brings... What makes life balanced is music. It always speaks... We are emotional people.
True.
Angry, happy, sad, frustrated, or just crazy gaga, you know? So music, you find expression of your emotions with music.
Yes.
Even when you can't say something, a song says it for you. So you can send someone a message and say, I thought about you and I thought about this song. You know? And it's just, like you said, like the air we breathe. It's in our veins. We can't do without it, you know. It's not just listening. It's not just singing. It's every fiber of your being. You hear something and you can make music out of it. You see something, you can make music out of it.
True.
That's how music is to
us. Yeah, I think you have to make music with a mic in front of you. And then there's melody. When you listen to a song, what are you looking for? Now we're going technical.
Exactly.
So for me, when you listen to a song... And you know, we have different genre. We have, oh God, it's tiring, right? But when you listen to a song, and any song, what's the melody that you're seeing?
I listen to how the melody interprets, how the person interprets the melody of the song, the instruments that make up the song, and then the lyrics as well. It's not just enough to sing, have very good melody, have very good rhythm, and then the message doesn't really make any sense.
So we're talking between lyrics, beats, sound.
Exactly. It all has to marry.
Yes.
It has to make sense. Exactly. You know, that's what makes you tap your feet. That's what makes you keep repeating the hook or repeating the song. Or that's why the song is in your subconscious. And you can't, whenever you just think about something, it just comes again. You just find yourself humming it without even knowing that you're doing it.
And then magic. Magic is when the both of you are together, because I was listening and I'm like, okay, what's going on? When you come together, what magic do you tend to come up with? Okay, somebody's clapped.
Okay, when we come together, you know, because we are two different personalities, we marry. When I come with mine and she comes with hers, it's just like a beautiful synergy and expression of something that you can't even place hold on.
Yeah, you can't quantify.
It's both sonorous, it's both classical, it's both enchanting, it's both emotional laden. You know,
But why is yours emotional laden? See, when you sing, so that for the benefit of people that are listening, you know that there are some songs that you will sing it like this, your emotion, everything will just come up. Your own is very calm. Why is yours very deep?
It's our personality.
Okay.
I think I can't remember the guy's name. We have different kinds of personalities. You have the sanguine, the
choleric,
and all that. You know, I'm the cool.
She's actually the cool, calm one.
I was thinking you were the cool one.
You know, in some cases, but generally, I'm the reserved one. I'm the one who is behind the scene, and she's the one who is forward, you know. In fact, it's like the reverse today. I'm the one talking most of the time. She does most of the talking, and I'm just behind.
You will answer my question. So, but when you approach a song, where does that emotion come from you, for you?
I put myself in that place. It doesn't matter how the song is, whether it's a jolly song or it's a sad song. I put myself in that. I'm immersed in that.
Why do you put yourself?
That's the best way I can express myself and for anyone to understand it and to receive what I'm giving and to interpret it and to get the proper interpretation of the message I'm passing.
Because you're just humor me a bit. Your voice sounds like, you know, that John the Baptist in the Bible that's trying to read that. That's how. That is how I can interpret when you say emotions. Your own, your own is double. Tell us why yours is very classical. Even though you are not angelic, but this just
honestly, you know, being that my background majorly was from the choir.
Okay.
So I have that expression, that way of being able to express myself, operatic and classical. I love classical music a lot. So she's not really into that now. But exactly, you know. You know, that's so that's where mine comes from. You know, and the fact that I also listen to people that have inspired me are like Shania Twain, Celine Dion. You know, their voices are quite. Shania Twain is the front side of me. Celine Dion is the powerful side of my voice. So sometimes that's why we have a synergy. We're able to work very well because I understand her voice can be very tremulous. You know, she sings with so much emotion.
Yeah.
And then when I sing with my emotion, it comes out with the strength and the power of my voice. So I have to tone down and then we meet together and it comes out beautifully.
Do you individually have solo music, solo song?
Not yet.
Don't do that one yet. Don't wait.
We do.
we're actually individual as we are together like this right now.
Okay.
So we also have solo songs and careers we're going to pursue later on, but we're still going to be A and B.
There's going to be A and B like that. Now, what's it like working with your sister? The both of you, because it looks as is it a year and a day that's between the both of you, or many years ago? Because you both look like twins, but what's it like working with her?
Okay, let me come first because I know I'm the one who gives more stress, so to speak.
No stress,
I'm the one who gives the headache. Why? I'm the older one, but you know, in some ways,
I was right about joining the millionaires. So, you how's know, it like she, working with her?
She's on time. Prim and proper. We call her the principal because everything has to be in order, has to be.
She's coming from church background.
So I'm the free one. I'm the one who is like the bed who wants to, you know. So most times she just has to, she calls me in line, puts me in line and all that. But working with her is, it's a breeze because sometimes we don't even need to, we understand ourselves beyond what we say. An example now, okay, we are wearing the same stud earrings.
It's okay.
We didn't plan it and we didn't even talk to each other.
He's on brand. You guys are on brand.
You know, we just have that way we communicate with ourselves without being physically present. And then when she brings up a song, I can just flow with her. Mm-hmm. If I bring a song, I can just flow. It's just seamless. when we work together.
You? Honestly, it's wonderful working with my sister because she brings out, you know, we, like we said, we complement each other.
Yes.
There are sides I might, there are times I might have blindsidedness. I may not look at some things holistically, clearly. But she does. She brings the critical part of business and life to our work. Mm-hmm. And I bring the, you know, on time, principled, disciplined, and, you know, the focus and the drive for the work. That's how I'm wired, you know. She can be very laid back. She can drag her feet and say, okay, no, tomorrow. I'll say, no, now. Let's do it now. We're doing it now. Okay. Come and let's do it. So that's how we just work together.
A part of me is asking, so there is no siblings rivalry, no fights?
Well, not that we don't argue or we don't have differences or difference of opinions, but we're able to...
No, difference of opinion is different from siblings
rivalry. There's no rivalry. No,
there's no rivalry.
You know why? Because...
We're like each other's support system. I cheer her on. I want the best for her and she wants the best for me too. So
I asked siblings rivalry because sisterhood is very important, right? But as time goes on, it's almost like, okay, is she really my sister? And you begin to wonder. Now, it didn't happen between the both of you, but other people who have sisters and they're like, I haven't spoken to her in Oga, please spare me. So how then do we share that? Because I like what you guys have. I like what the both of you have in sense that having to work together is different from being sisters at home. So where do you now, okay, so this is, we're work, we're home, we have our own individual lives. So how then do you synergize it so that other people, because other people are watching, right, how you both have each other's backs. For some people, come rain, come sunshine, they are not moving an inch. Well, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. We do.
You know, we
take your time.
First of all, like she rightly said, we are each other's cheerleaders. We cheer each other on.
Mm.
And number one, we are two different personalities. So I can't be jealous of what she has. Neither can she be jealous of what I have.
Mm.
And while we are working to make sure we have a common goal.
Mm.
We are siblings outside. But when it's time to work, we are professionals.
Mm.
We are colleagues.
Mm.
So there's no intertwining of emotions. Whatever issues we may have, we tend to squash it. We'll squash it and deal with it before we get to work. And then when it's time to work, we walk straight on.
So it doesn't affect when people are singing?
No. Honestly, you know, we've had times where we're going for an event or a performance and we're upset with each other.
Okay.
Yeah, especially because she's late. So I'm already upset and angry, you know, but I don't know, it's just God. Let's just give the glory to God, because we tend to hone in and just rein in the emotions and talk to ourselves and say we actually have something to do.
We always talk about it before we climb that stage.
You understand? And then we pray together. So I can't have animosity towards my heart towards her, and she can have the same kind of thing. So we squash it. And then when we go on, we do our thing. So we have a very good, by the grace of Almighty God, a very good ability of cutting and demarcating work from personal. When we have to work together, we put everything aside and make sure we achieve that purpose. So I think that's what people should learn. You know, the goal should be in sight always. Forget about yourselves individually. Forget about your personal interests or whatever. Put the goal in front. And you'll be able to achieve more. You'll be able to learn better, understanding, and things would work.
Okay.
Yes, and one thing I want to point out as
continue.
This is that, you know, outside the fact that we're siblings, we are friends, first of all. Okay. You know, there are some siblings that they are just siblings. You know, there's no relationship.
That's my brother, that's my sister, everybody.
Yeah, you know, but we are friends, we are each other's friends. So that way, I can tell you the truth, you can tell me the truth, you know, and I can take it, I'll handle it.
You take it with small pinch of...
Yeah, I'll be blunt. I don't know how to coat things or to be diplomatic. I'll tell you the truth as it is. This is black, this is white. You know,
it's all right. Now, music is like a universal language of life. Music is a special gift. Music heals. When you perform, you are healing people. Does it heal you yourself?
Yes.
It does, you know. I always have to tie it back to God because it's a gift He's given us. And we don't go just to sing. Mm. We know we're actually ministering in a way, so to speak. So even when we perform, anywhere we perform, there's a spiritual undertone to it. There's a spiritual tie
of music.
So you have to give the right emotion, give the right message, put yourself in the song, because you're actually going to impact someone else.
Yes.
They're listening to what you're saying. They're listening to your voice. Actually has that power. The voice has that power. So it goes beyond just singing or entertaining. Yeah. It's actually to edify people at the end of the day.
I remember one performance we had, and I can't remember. I think it was a job out. And we went to this church and we sang. But you know, while I was singing, I was in. I wanted to cry.
Exactly.
And then as soon as I got off the stage, myself and my sister were just crying.
Yeah.
We were just in tears.
I remember.
In tears, you know. So that's why I said I put myself in the song so that I can express and pass the message. We put ourselves in the song so that we can correctly pass the message across to you, and you, the receiver, you receive what we're trying to
You receive the message. You just receive the message. You know, it's not just voice. When you put yourself and your spirit in the song, your interpretation or the interpretation that the source wants you to have would come out in your voice. You wouldn't even know when your voice is doing amazing things.
Yes.
You just wouldn't know. It's not because you practiced. It's because the spirit behind it is actually now pushing it forward.
Now, speaking of practice, how many times do you practice before you get on that stage to perform?
Well, it depends.
How many hours?
We actually practice individually at home, and then when we come together, of course, we spend like hours to practice, maybe 2, 3, 4 hours, depending
now,
with the band.
What I'm asking about practice is the discipline of craft, mm-hmm. right? They say that talent does something, where hard work is not doing something. Right? There's talent and there's the discipline. So tell us a bit about the discipline of your craft.
Okay. One thing about discipline is if you are not disciplined inside, it will expose you outside. You know, case in point, you have a song to learn and you've not learned the song, you don't learn the lyrics. And then you go on stage and you're singing and you're mumbling and you're chewing your mouth. International disgrace.
So,
you know?
Of course. Yeah, you know, so we take our time to put our craft and hone our skills by rehearsing. We don't just get up there. But oftentimes it looks like our rehearsal is a breeze because, I don't know.
You know, it comes easy.
Yes, it does come easy. You know, because we have already done our work at home before we do a song or we do a recording. Of course, we do vocal exercises. We do physical exercises to warm up and jogging. I remember when we started taking it very seriously. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's fine. You find that your breathing is better. You're able to sustain notes longer. You're able to control your pitch. You know, you don't just let notes fly around. You know,
and you can perform for a long time on stage.
Yeah.
How long have you performed? How many hours? What's the longest?
We've performed like
3 hours, 2 hours,
up to about 2-3 hours. When we had a charity event in London, you know, we had we went with our old team then, called Team Definition. So it was a birthday Thanksgiving celebration, and I can't remember when it even started. And I can't remember when it ended. But it was. From one performance to the other, one performance to the other, in between speeches and all that. So, it was a great one.
You were doing well.
Thank you.
So what I'm saying, because it's out of my head, is the different stages. Okay. How many stages so far that you have performed? I also want to quickly touch on the covers, but tell us about the stages.
We've performed in different stages. We've done Most Beautiful Girl in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. We've done the Drum Festival.
Yeah, we went to Zuma Film Festival.
So let's say like 20 stages or more.
Let's just say for the sake of argument.
Or more, right? And in all of those stages, what has left the both of you as a group and as individuals? What has it done for you? So we finished, we've done... We are doing maths. You like maths. We've done 20 stages, and we have given ourselves in all of these 20 stages. What does that leave us? You've gone out, come back, and you're reviewing. when you do your reviews, what comes to mind?
Oh, we do. We are very critical about our performances, where we do right and where we can do better.
Yeah, we can do better.
We always, there's always something to learn. We don't always feel like we're on top of the world.
Yeah.
We've got our game. We've got, you know, we've got it under wraps. No, we always feel there's something to learn.
Learn from each.
There's something new.
Yes.
Exactly.
An example.
To always
we went
better.
For celebration. You know, recently. And before we even got on stage, they were already telling us that that's a tough crowd, though, you know, so that fear was already there.
The crowd.
You know, but one of the best crowds, in fact, Celebration crowd was just amazing because I couldn't believe that we didn't go there to do Afrobeat song, you know, we just did a very mellow song. And, but to the glory of God, the crowd
and
was just...
the same of the devil.
Yes, exactly. So the crowd was calm. They were into the song and they were even, you know, waving their song.
Yeah, we heard that somewhere in the spirit, you know.
You saw Celebration into old Lord. Into church.
I'm telling you, you know. That's why we say it's
when did you perform? Tell us
Redemption song.
Redemption song.
Oh, Bob Marley.
Yes.
Okay. It will come then.
You know. So for different stages, but we learn different things from different stages. We're like, okay, this time around, okay, we are supposed to do so song. Let's do this amount of song. Let's spend this amount of time. Let's not do this.
Okay.
Let's do
so
this.
That's
let's
time management.
Yes.
How many minutes were you given?
We're given 7 minutes.
We're given seven
and
minutes.
And we just did roughly 3 minutes. And then we're done. So because
we actually
just
planned to do 3 songs. Yeah. We actually planned to do 3 songs, but we ended up doing only one song.
Only one song.
Because we're like, we didn't want a situation whereby...
You move them.
They will come and say, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Get up, you know. Use your time. If possible, use less than your time. Keep them wanting. You know, don't just...
Let the ovation be very loud.
Yes.
And then walk off the stage.
Okay, you're not walking off the stage anyway, so just hold on. It's Signals on 91.3. We're discussing music, melody and magic with A and B sisters. And if you have questions, comments, you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913. Excuse me, or 0809-191-3913. Now, let's look at the impact of his business. So this question is business. What impact do you think the economy has made in the music industry?
Well, I would think, honestly, you would think that things would spiral down, but it doesn't look that way. People still have parties. People still want to listen to music. No matter what, people will still go to their phones to stream,
true.
To go to YouTube, to watch videos, and just receive some form of entertainment. So whether the... I mean, look at... the only time it had an impact was during COVID. And people still devised a way to
have fun.
Exactly.
Yes. Listen to
some. Maximize their potential. And so that it really doesn't really affect the music industry as such. You may have less shows, but you still have shows.
Yes.
Okay.
You may have, but the streams are still there. You are online. You're always with your phone. So no matter what happens, people will still be listening and be streaming and be downloading and be sharing.
So this is 2023. Why did you decide that you wanted to start to do covers? Why covers for songs?
Okay, you know, because we were in a group, an 8-man group for about 8 years, you know, and we just decided in 2021 to venture out on our own as a duo. So we started from there, and you know, you have to build your way up. If you come out with an album or a single immediately, nobody knows you. So you're trying to, as much as you're trying to break into the mainstream, you're also trying to get people's attention, let them listen to you. You do songs that you love, do songs that people also know, so that they can hear what you can do. Say, okay, you get them hooked. And then when you bring out your single or your album or your EP, you're already there. So you have a market already waiting and itching to listen to you.
Okay. Because we're itching to hear you, you would have to perform Redemption song now. Yes,
okay.
Now. I want us hooked so that when you come back, right, we know that, okay, so they want... See, Signals audience, we are doing... It's just permit me today. I need joy in my life right now, and I could do with a lot of joy. Right, so let's hear Redemption song. Okay. Which one am I doing beats or am I? What am I pressing? Should I press anything? Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Hold pirates, yes, the web I sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was strong by the hands of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help me to sing this song of freedom? Is all I ever heard. Redemption song. Redemption song.
Please don't tell me you have stopped too. Because I know I need to stop.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. Cause none of them can stop us this time. How shall they kill our prophets? Why we'll stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, but we all must fulfill the book. Won't you help me sing?
Won't you help me sing?
This song of freedom is all I ever heard.
I ever heard.
Redemption songs.
Already pressing piano like this.
Redemption song.
Wow. Okay. I'm trying to get back into my broadcasting attire, but here's the thing. Thank you. And I hope that you continually make good music, because when a time where I was going home, and because we say music is life and music is universal, I was going home and I took a kind of pip, and they were playing Calm Down by Rema, and then there was this kid, he was humming the song, and I'm like, God, no, nothing wrong. I was like, what are we feeding the new generation of this new generation, where the songs and their songs, how can we begin to stream more contemporary songs that will seep into their consciousness? Because music is very powerful.
Yes.
And it goes into your subconscious that sometimes if you're in your house and there's a party going on, you unconsciously begin to hum the nonsense.
That's true. That's very true. Yes. And you know, you are very correct. That's what we stand for. We're not just bringing our music just to feel good songs, but we want to actually mold the lives of people. We're bringing out good content, clean music that everyone can enjoy. Boy. You know, it's not for a certain age. It's not censored, exactly, because really we grew up listening to very amazing songs that impacted us. So right now it's like a mandate on us to bring out clean content, good clean
because
music.
It just sort of seeps into your subconsciousness, and then you begin to, and then I see kids and I'm wondering, we are subtly in trouble, because nothing wrong with the songs. Songs are different genres, different commercial music and all of that. But then when do we begin to have nice songs that we grew up on? I know I grew up on Ebenezer Obey. I grew up on
Onyeka Onwenu.
Yes.
Michael Cree.
We grew up on those songs that
had meanings. Exactly.
It had those meanings, and we're looking at, what do you think the future of music will be?
It's going to be beautiful, because I know there are a lot of people out there that have this kind of background that we have, that have a message to pass. Yeah. They just need the platform, the avenue to be able to express and bring out those songs that people can enjoy, that will just edify, like I say, edify people, not just feel good, shake your body songs.
Okay. You both call yourself soft rock sensational princesses. Why? She started this at me.
I actually started that. I'm looking at her like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, because, you know, we love rock, kind of. It's in our blood. You know, so even our brand, if you look closely, you would see a thread of, and with the princesses coming as, because we do love songs and ballads.
Mm, yeah.
So soft rock, not heavy metal rock, not crazy rock. No. Soft rock that you can enjoy. That's why I say, like Shania Twain, like Taylor Swift, like Leanne Rimes and the Leanne likes. Rimes, yes. Yeah.
Celine even has some.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, while I'm listening to all of the, these are the names you're mentioning, are the names that are very important to you. Isuki, what about Nigeria?
Good. We also grew up listening to Nigerian music, like we said, you know. Yes. And we're in Nigeria here, so there are people like Banky W, Johnny Drill,
yeah,
Two-Face, you know, Asha, Kiss Daniel. We love their songs. We listen to their songs. So if you, we also did a cover of Burna Boy's Common Person.
Okay.
Yeah, we gave it our own twist. So that's why we say we put ourselves in the song such that, you know, you can get what we're trying to express out of the song, not yes. just do the song like the song was.
Yes.
Now, what's the most important part about music to you both?
What's important?
For me, the content is key. Really, for me, that's it for me, because I can't, you know,
content
we have
is everything.
The young generation, just like you said, they're coming up. We have children, nephews and nieces as well, that are coming up, and we just can't let them listen to anything. So we have to censor what they hear,
yeah.
and you know,
make just censor.
So for me,
yes, what they
for us
their
actually,
minds.
It's yes, it's the content, the message.
Now, how do you maintain musical integrity while being commercially successful? Yeah.
Answer that.
Oh wow!
Ah, I got you.
Musical integrity. Now, integrity, authenticity. You have to be authentic. First of all,
commitment, consistency.
Yes, you know, it's just a whole lot. It's just a whole lot. Discipline. You just have to have it done right. You know, not stealing people's
ideas,
songs and then, you know, not giving credit. You know, it's in as much as it's a business, it should be done properly.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't trample upon someone. Don't abuse or what's the word?
Privilege.
Use your status to bring down people or take advantage of people and exploit people.
And we're not down for mediocrity as well. We like things to be done.
Yes,
what you don't look like, Mrs. Yelly, you don't look like.
You but the fact that it's commercial, it still has to be
go the right way.
Yes, quality.
Now, as you venture on, this is we're already entering the Christmas. So yeah, you talked about this one Christmas medley. Why?
Well, why? Why did we do that?
Because you sometimes get in the studio and you already have something planned, and then you just get there. You know, music has a spirit.
Yes.
The music, the spirit will just enter, vroom, and you're like, okay, so let's not do this, and then let's do this.
Yes, yes, that's how it is. You know, with music, there's no straight line. If there's straight line, you stifle creativity. So you just have to flow with it. You know, most of our songs, it doesn't even come. We may be talking about something else and then we hear someone, he's playing, producer, Good News. He's playing something else. Yes, it's an excellent song.
And then before you know what, we get an interpretation from it. Mm-hmm. But we also had to do something to the King of Kings first. I mean, we had to celebrate his birth, celebrate his coming to earth and all that. So the Christmas medley was just timely. It was just right.
Good News, find a way to the mic. Just find a way to the mic. Thank you. Just find a way to the mic. How's it been like producing the both of them?
I would love to hear that.
Okay.
The boy used to play you still sometimes, so when they started.
No, we don't fight. We don't fight. We agree.
That's nice.
If something is not right,
if
something is not right, we'll find a way to make it right. But it has to work.
It has to work.
Right. So if we are not getting it right, we wait. Come back to it, but we agree. We must agree.
So how do you beats to make beat and sound takes a lot of, they can sing
exactly.
But that beat and sound then it's if the drum sets or the it's not merging together, how long does it take you?
Okay, Producing them, it's
don't be shy, just say it's coming to your mouth like this.
It's taxing, it's interesting because they don't do afro.
It's not easy,
they've tried working with some other producers and sometimes they don't get their sound.
Okay, so sound is important to them.
Yeah, sound is important. The choice of instruments,
especially
they also have they can produce.
Trouble.
Yeah,
that's a lot of trouble.
They can produce. So if you don't get the sound, they will tell you you've not gotten it, and you have to get it.
Does any one of them play instruments? Which are the instruments?
None of them play. They play with their mouths.
Nice.
And you have to hear it and go and find the instrument that they are playing.
That's good. So when they play with their mouth, mm-hmm. how do you look for that instrument?
Okay. Fortunately enough for me, I've been working with them. I've been with them for a very long time. I was in the same group with them.
Okay.
So I would say I kind of have an advantage because I know how their mind works. I know what they resonate to.
Mm.
So once they say, bring up an idea or I play something, it works.
It works.
Yeah.
You're just giving me the producer's language. It works. So don't worry. You work at me.
Yeah.
All is well.
Agree with it. If they agree with it, we move on. Right, so but once they tell me something, I already know where their mind is going to, and because I've been with them for a long time, I've worked.
Thank you so much for working with them. It's a lot to work with women, so I understand. Well done. See, I understand. Already. Now, while we wrap up, thank you so much, goodness. Thank you so much for working with them. I'm saying thank you because it's a lot of patience having to work with creative people. Their minds can go like this. Your mind is like this. But we'll get to the center, it's a lot of logic and magic mixed together. So well done. Let's give you flowers now.
Yes,
so that when he wants to make the next one, the inspiration will flow. Now, time is up. I want the both of you to do us one love song just for somebody going through heartbreak. It's not me, it's just for somebody. Oh, your pick.
I'm your angel.
Heartbreak. What is wrong with us?
Okay, I'll be there where you are. Let's do it.
Okay. You're good. Thank you. In 10 seconds.
Don't you believe that I see and I know your pain? I will be there to shelter you. Come what may. From the shadow.